it is rare that you end up with the same Uber driver. That happened to me this week when one day Ernesto drove me to and then from the airport at different times of the day. The first trip was pleasant, nothing special. Ernesto was competent, he drove well, and he was courteous. So on the Uber scale of 1 to 5, I rated him a solid 3. Well, that's why the second trip was horrible. On the second ride, he confronted me, wanting to know why I only rated him a 3 earlier in the day. Well, I was surprised that he remembered my evaluation. After all, I gave him an average grade, given that the ride was an average ride. Well, Ernesto saw my grade differently. To him, my 3 grade meant he was mediocre, suggesting that the ride was inferior. Well, it was not, I explained. It was average. He argued that the Uber company would worry about his performance. They defined an average ride as a 5. But if an average ride is the top rating of 5, then what do you grade an exceptional experience? A driver that comes back and returns a lost phone, or who goes above and beyond the call of duty? Now, all of this entire discussion is all too familiar to me. I am a professor, and I evaluate my students on a host of their abilities, their knowledge, their professionalism, their problem-solving ability, communication skills, and more. The main purpose of my evaluation is to give them feedback and help students move toward competency and then hopefully toward excellence. My goal is for medical students to graduate being competent at the level of expectations that we define for them. Well, my students see it very differently. They are all high-performing students, and they're used to being at the top. They worked hard to get into medical school, and they expect high marks. Many years ago, I pushed hard to get our medical school to move to a pass-fail system. My belief was that pass-fail would eliminate competition between students, would foster collaboration and teamwork, would decrease stress, and would focus the curriculum less on trivia and more on concepts. Well, all of this worked. The culture of the medical school changed very much for the positive, and our medical students' performance did not drop at all. In fact, an objective national exam that measures their performance actually increased. But we still have the Ernestos in our school who feel they want a higher grade than a pass. They feel they are outperforming their colleagues and they deserve recognition. And there are some that are doing better than others, but others are simply average. They're meeting all expectations, which is still very good. It's what's expected. And average is not bad. Half the population is above you, and half are below you. You're in the middle. Why is the grade so important? Isn't it enough for students to know they are doing as expected? The students like Ernesto need external validation. These same students see constructive feedback as criticism rather than an opportunity for improvement. High grades seem to be important for their growth. So as the second Uber ride came to an end, Ernesto asked how I would rate his second ride with him. Without any guidelines from Uber, I took his word that Uber expected an average ride was a 5, so I gave him a 5. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion.